Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see all of you here today. What a beautiful Sabbath day, especially after all the rain and everything we've seen. Now we see the glorious sunshine and the beauty of creation. It's good that we could share this day here together. One of the ways that God demonstrates his love to us is his patience and mercy as we go through the process of change. And one of the ways that we then demonstrate our love to God is by a willingness, an openness, and a willingness to change. I'd like to start by reading a couple passages in Romans chapter 12, Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, where Paul is inspired to give us some insight on what we are called to do. And he starts in verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. And this word beseech is called parakaleo. It means I implore. It's like I beg you. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Paul is imploring us. He says, I implore you to be willing to change. I implore you to go through the process of a renewal of who you are. I implore you, and not to fight it. One of the things that I do for a living is I work for a management company that basically works on a number of companies on behalf of the investors who own them. And basically what we do is this. We take companies that are very healthy, that are growing and doing well, and we help them do more of that. So what we do is we facilitate change. We bring capital and resources to it. And we bring an evaluation process that helps them actually grow and become more than what they are before. And by doing so, if they're successful in this game, we then provide greater value and a return to the investors. But you know, when we go through this review of companies, it's rather an extensive and intense process, because what we do is we look at every aspect of what the company's doing. We look at how they run their business, the way that they do it, how susceptible they are to market conditions. We look at how they deal with change. We look at the strengths of the company that has allowed them to grow, and we look at the things that are not allowing them to grow. And when we get through all of that process, along with the management of the company, we basically come to a place where we come to an agreement on how to take the company, this organization, strategically to the next level. And that's just kind of the process of what we do. And I find this thing very, very interesting, really interesting, because people are people wherever you go. And there are always those that are part of this that are very willing and open to change. There are always those that are kind, they're easy to deal with, they're open-minded, they like the idea of change, and they're easy. And then there are others that don't find it so easy. They think the process is really intrusive. How dare you tell me to change? I don't like this. I don't want to do it. And if they do go along, they kind of do it kicking and screaming. So you have all this different stuff going on in these dynamics with these companies. And so getting everybody on the bandwagon, everybody to agree, everybody to walk the same path, it's kind of like herding cats. You try, they just do their own thing. And if you were to sit in one of these meetings, you would chuckle, because you know, when you sit around the table, you sit around the conference room, everybody says the right thing. Oh, yes, we're going to do that. Oh, yes, we agree, and oh, we're there with you. But as soon as the meeting's done, everybody kind of scatters. But you know, not all the changes that need to be done at a company level or any organization or any of even our own changes that need to be done are all known up front. You don't know what all the changes are. It's an iterative process. It changes over time. But there are some dynamics, there are some things about successful companies that you do see that are the trappings of every company that's successful, at least the ones that we've dealt with. And that is these two things. One, there's at least a core group among them who see the value of change. There's always a core group of opinion leaders who see the value of change. And again, it doesn't mean that everything is fixed. It means that they're willing to change. And the other thing that happens for companies to be successful is that you see that the change process is already in place and has momentum. They not only do they speak that change is a good thing, not only they say it's willing, they're willing to do it, but when you're there, you see it. And they, these people who do this and who run these companies successfully, have proven this. They've seen that change does indeed bring good results. And they're always willing to do that and refine how they do it. So I guess the question I'd like to ask today is that are we people really, really willing to change? Are we a congregation that's open to change? Are we a congregation that's bendable, that's pliable? Are we like reeds in the wind? When the wind blows, we're pliable? Or are we sort of the type of people who kind of build a fortress that is immovable? You know, what kind of people are we? I have to pick on Mrs. Luker a little bit here for a moment. She has this saying, and I get such a chuckle out of it, but she says, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape." And it's true. It's true. You got to be flexible. In the 25th chapter of Isaiah, there's all of these scriptures where God was talking about bringing down the walls of those who are prideful, those who are unwilling to change. And anything basically that stands in the way of God, these scriptures show that eventually they'll be caused to fall, anything that stands in the way. And I'd just like to read verse 12. And this was actually particularly addressed to Moab at the time. But it's a concept. It's a concept that God has, that whatever wall that we're building, whatever fortress or whatever, if it's not of his doing, it's going to come down. It's going to come down. It says, "The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down. He will bring them down, lay low and bring to the ground, down to the dust." And it talks about walls being leveled, not just so that a few bricks are knocked off the walls. Rather, the walls are gone entirely. There's no trace of them. If they are down to the dust, down to the ground, it is as if, you know, the wall had never existed. And that's the level of breaking down walls that we need to understand, too, and change. That whatever wall that we might want to put up there, if it isn't God's, if that's not the construct of the change in the mind, it has no business being there. You know, change is needed and it's inevitable. We're all going to change sometime. But sometimes it's just a matter of God's timing, design, and will. But change is inevitable. Now, I spoke a little earlier about companies that are successful, and I'd like to just talk about some of the trappings of companies that are not, or organizations that are not. And these are some of the things that you could see consistently through them. They fail to see the benefit of change. They don't see it as a good thing to do. They're very satisfied with the status quo, and they go with that. And you'll find that these companies can't react quickly to hiccups or curveballs or changes. And granted, they may be enjoying a measure of success at a particular time, but you find that when unexpected events come to play, they unravel very, very quickly. And they also tend to lose direction quickly under pressure, sometimes fatefully. And we can be like that too. Some of these companies, when they start to fail, they come to understand that there is a big chink in their armor, and they rally and they try to turn the company around, and in some cases they succeed. Sometimes it does work. I've seen it work in some cases, but most don't. Most, once they start that, it is so long before they react, it's like a frog in hot water. You know, they don't see the signs along the way, and by the time they react, they can't do anything about it, and they really go the way of the dodo. They just fade out of existence. They just cannot recover. It's very typical of organizations who don't do that. In conclusion, I'd like us to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and verse 8. Something to understand about our perception of change. Because sometimes in the thick of it, we don't understand either the benefit of change. When we're in the thick of it. It says, "The end of a thing is better than its beginning." The end is better than its beginning. "The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." And we may not see everything that is going to come. You know, we see through a glass darkly. We can't perceive everything that's coming up. And some things in the way of change and a willingness to do so has to be done out of faith. It has to be done that way. One of the ways that God demonstrates his love to us is his willingness to be patient and merciful while we undergo change. He's very patient. And one of the ways that we demonstrate our love to God is by an open willingness to change, being very, very open. So as we are renewed by God and willing to change, we can be part of who he is and what he's doing. So I guess I hope that all of you are enjoying your change, your renewal, your rebuilding, your renovation in your life, because that's exactly what God is doing. He's renovating us.